all you people out there in podcasting land, this is Ryu, and you're listening to Ryu Radio, Episode 2. Yeah, I know, it's been a while. Let's face it, it's been a very, very long while. But I've been busy over the past months, and I haven't really had time to put out a podcast, you know? Just had, you know, looking for a job and other lame excuses, but that won't happen ever again. Unless it does. I will try to keep this podcast weekly to be able to put my show out and put my opinion out there for all the masses to listen. At least all the masses who will listen, which is, what, like, one? Two? Whatever. Any people I can get is fine with me. Now, we've got a... It's not going to be a long show today. It's definitely not going to be shorter... It's definitely going to be shorter than my first episode I did, because I had a lot of content in that one. And I just want to do just like one or two current event issues. And then if I can think of anything else, then I'll do that. First one I want to start out with is anyone who's anyone in the movie industry or just someone who has a remote control would know that Heath Ledger died recently. He was found dead in his New York apartment, lying naked on the floor with a bottle of sleeping pills open on his nightstand. Heath Ledger, as some of you may know, has starred in many good movies. Most recently, that I can remember, was Brokeback Mountain. Now, admittedly, that wasn't one of his best roles, but it was still a role, and he still had wide acclaim for that. Another role that you might remember him from, or may soon remember him for, is playing the new Joker in The Dark Knight, coming in summer 2008. Now, when Heath Ledger was first found, people speculated so many things about his death. People thought it was intentional. People thought it was someone killed him. You know, some third party maybe, or second party, or fifth, or sixth, I don't know. But the official autopsy was that he overdosed on prescription drugs. Now, a lot of people, and myself, believe that this was because he was completely, completely stressed out from his recent role on The Dark Knight as the Joker. Now, I don't know if anyone has seen the trailers for this movie, but he is so much different than he was in any of his other movies, especially Brokeback Mountain. He's creepy, he's sadistic, he has to be able to play the Joker. He's got that creepy makeup on, and he's got to do that really high-pitched, creepy laugh all the time. He's got to be a psychopath. He's got to be a psychopathic monster, killer clown. I mean, the next movie, he was going to direct a movie after this that was going to be about a chess prodigy. Obviously, this guy hasn't done a lot of movies like this. But he did it. And he did it really well. I think this is the third best Joker performance that I've seen. Second being Nicolas Cage, and third being Mark Hamill. But no matter what you want to believe, why he did it, if it was intentional or not, no one knows. What we do know is that he was a great actor, and he will be missed. Especially once they start to do the third Batman movie, because he was supposed to be in the third Batman movie as the Joker. Now, I don't know how they're going to do this. There's been many speculation, but no official reports have come out yet on what they're going to do with him. They could either get someone else to do it, they could hire some stunt double to have him killed off as like some sort of extra scene, whatever. But what sucks about that is that if they do replace him, or if they don't replace him, then that would kind of suck, because there was speculation that Harley Quinn was going to be in the third Batman movie. And a lot of fans have been looking forward to Harley Quinn being in the movie. Now, Harley Quinn does make a cameo appearance in the second Batman movie. I mean, I don't think you actually see her. I mean, I think her name is supposed to be, like, on a list, but she does appear, has a cameo appearance. in The Dark Knight at the end. So, but whatever they're going to do with him, that doesn't matter now. That doesn't matter for Heath Ledger. Because he's dead. He was a brilliant actor. He was 28 when he died. He died at the prime of his life. He died way, way too soon. And he will be missed. If you don't mind, all you freaks and weirdos out there in podcasting land, I'd like a moment of silence to be able to remember Heath Ledger as the man that he was. Okay. Let's move on to our second topic, freaks and weirdos. And this one is not as serious as the last one. Let's try to get out of that bummer. Come on, man, pick it up. Pick it up. Let's talk about someone who we can actually make fun of now. Britney Spears. That's right. And not just Britney Spears. Let's talk about her little sister first, now that I think about it. This is a family that's obviously got problems. Obviously. I mean, look at Jamie Lynn Spears, okay? I don't know how old she is right now, but I know she's way too fucking old to be having a kid, okay? I don't know what happened or what guy would have sex with her. I don't know. I mean, admittedly, she is a little hot in a sort of a creepy underage sort of thing, but still, oh my god. And her parents were just shocked by this. They said, I don't know how this could possibly have happened. Really? Really? You had no idea how this could happen? You've looked at your hellspawn before her and all the problems that she's had from show business, and you can't figure out where the hell she could have gotten this from? What's next? She's going to shave her hair off and threaten to kill her kids? I wouldn't doubt it. Strangely enough, Nickelodeon has said that they're going to keep her on after she has the kid. Granted, she's not going to appear in anything Nickelodeon-like while this pregnancy is going on, but let's face it, she wasn't doing anything good anyway. Now, whatever they do with her, I don't care. Nickelodeon tries to do this family-friendly atmosphere, but they've already had messed up child stars anyway. I mean, remember that girl from High School Musical? Not the white one, but the ethnic one. I can't remember what her name was. I don't know. Remember those pictures on the internet that she sent to her the cast boyfriend? Oh my god! I mean, she's like 17 or something, right? And she sent naked pictures to her boyfriend, and I saw those. Very good pictures. Just throwing it out there. Wasn't anything really sexual, like, there was just like, it was just like one naked picture. That was it. Yep. And now I heard that they broke up like a couple months ago, but apparently they're back together, which really makes sense, because, you know, they've been through two movies together, and they're going to do a third one. A third freaking High School Musical. And this one's not going to be on TV. Oh, no. We have to settle with this in the theaters now. Now we're going to have the theaters crammed with little freaking kids who want to see these people dance around and see what high school's really about so they can look forward to high school. Yeah, high school's going to be all dancing and singing and la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. No. That's what high school is not about. That's the complete opposite. That's like Bizarro High School. That's not what it's about, okay? High school is filled with dicks. It's filled with preps. It's filled with rich kids who think they're better than you. It's full of goths. It's full of emos who cut themselves. It's full of jocks who are freaking idiots, okay? It's full of hard times, suicide, drinking, drugs, marijuana, everything you can think of that's bad. It's in high school. And more, I mean, sex. A lot of it. Oh, yes. It's not just college people. It happens in high school, too. I know you don't want to have your kids send off your kids to something like that, but yeah, that shit happens, okay? Now, I'm starting to get off topic, but that's what I do, you know. Yeah. So, Britney Spears, okay? She's so many problems, okay? I don't think it started out, but one of the reasons that she went insane was the whole head shaving thing. And now that they say that they had the whole custody battle with her kids, and she doesn't even give a crap. I don't even think she gives a shit about her kids anymore, because she's insane, and she wants to keep her kids as some sort of, because they're hers, maybe? I don't know. I don't know the mind of a psychopath. I can't understand that as much as normal people can, as other people can. But let me tell you something. She is a psychopath, and if she gets her hands on those kids again, she will kill them. No doubt about that. And she'll probably kill them with that. And she'll probably kill them while saying she will in that stupid British accent she has. She has a British accent that she has sometimes in her supposedly multiple personality syndrome. Okay, and I know multiple personality syndrome is a sign of someone being crazy, but she is just crazy. She does not have it's like one of those things with the lady troubles. That's what I think it is. I mean, I don't want to sound sexist here, but come on, people. What else could it be? Come on, guys. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you something. She's got a lot of problems. A lot. Look at this Dr. Phil trying to solve it for her. I mean, he has the balls. He has the brass fucking southern redneck balls to just walk into her hospital and just try to talk to her and deal with her problems. Without her parents' permission, mind you. And mind you, her parents probably set up that whole thing anyway. I mean, I'm not doubting that for a second, that they wanted to do this as a whole publicity stunt so they could seem like the victims here, okay? Because Dr. Phil does not have the right to do something like that, okay? He's not even a real doctor. He's just some bald guy who goes on TV after Oprah. Or before Oprah, whatever. That makes it worse. I don't know, man. The world's just so fucked up right now, you know? People are following this stuff. This is gonna be like, this is gonna be like what's her name all over. You know that blonde bimbo who died that no one cares about anymore. Not Jessica Simpson. What was her name? Ah, screw it. It's gonna be like her all over again. Okay, she's gonna except that she was actually off the radar when she died. She's gonna be full on the radar when she's gonna die. And trust me, it's probably gonna be soon. Okay, that's my 2008 prediction. Okay. She will either die or she will be near death. That's one of my 2008 predictions right now. Okay, something bad's gonna happen to her that's life-threatening, and she's either gonna die or she's gonna be this close to dying. This close. Not particularly. Not all the way. But almost. You know, it's good enough. It might give her like one of those near-death experiences that you hear about all the time where she actually regrets what she's done and sees the error of her ways and actually grows a brain, possibly. And speaking of growing a brain, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan over here. Here's another girl who's just exactly like Britney Spears. I mean, all of these teenage celebrity child stars are just like Britney Spears, or want to emulate them at least. They're going out and drinking, having sex with anyone who will wave it at them. It's just so freaking sad. And you know, there's one child star that I'm actually think will not turn out like them at all, and that is Miley Cyrus. Now, I don't like Miley Cyrus in any stretch of the imagination, and I think her dad looked better in a mullet, to tell you the truth. But she, I don't think she's going to go the way of Lindsay Lohan and Mary-Kate and Ashley or Jamie Lynn Spears or Britney Spears or any of them. I think she's actually going to make it. And you know why I think she's going to make it? One reason. She has a family. And not just a family that loves her and cares about her. A family that will support her. Britney doesn't have that. Hell no! Her parents want to do everything that they can to get the publicity for them and the money and everything. They don't give a crap. They don't give a shit about Britney Spears or Jamie Lynn Spears. Nuh-uh. They don't. They're just the bandwagon. They're just the gravy train riding on through this. They can steal all their money and live off the publicity. Come on, people. Get with the program. That's the world today. That is the world today, where we care about this stuff. I don't know why. Frankly, there's a hell of a lot more stuff to care about. The State of the Union address is on tonight. And I think I'm going to do a commentary on this, on this very show. I'm going to watch it on one of its many stations, which most likely will be Fox, since, you know, it's kind of weird to have, you know, George Bush talking on Fox, you know? I mean, he's almost done. Then thank the Lord. Let's see how many days we have on our, or at least my, official George W. Bush countdown calendar. Now, I got this at your local calendar shop. You can get this anywhere. Anywhere. It's a very exciting invention that we'll be able to count down how many of the days that he's gone. But we have to remember that in his place, we might get Hillary Clinton. We have to remember that that's a very real possibility, okay? So don't get too excited about George Bush leaving. We might get Hillary Clinton. No, he might get Barack. He's good, you know. Yeah, he's good. I mean, George Bush never looked good. I mean, hell, I wouldn't want Al Gore to win, to tell you the truth, because he can actually make fun of himself. Again, I'm getting off topic. Let's look at today's calendar date, shall we? Now, for those of you who don't know, when this show is being recorded right now, it's January 28th. January 28th. And George Bush officially has 358 days in his presidency. Halla-freaking-luya. Can't wait. Can't wait. I should probably throw a party that day, you know? I mean, I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself since it's still 358 days, but I think I'll throw a party, you know? Have cake. And punch. You know? Maybe some confetti and streamers, you know? A piñata with George Bush on it. That'd be cool, you know? Maybe, you know, have some pretzels, you know? You know, and have some... As in those chocolate-dipped raisins. Those are good. Yeah. Raisins. Anyway, I'm getting off topic again. And by off topic, I mean I don't have any more topics anymore. Right now. All I can say is... This is what the world has come to today. This is the world. And we're just living in it. And to all of you people out there in podcasting land, and all the people listening out there, which, like I said, is probably like, what, two or three? I bid you adieu. For this is Ryu Radio, where the First Amendment is still valid.